Yes. Yes. Zapping. Like I currently, right now, my zaps don't work.
I used to teach you Bitcoin. Now I need to teach you about Bitcoin app engineering.
TikTok in the United States is about to get banned in a few weeks.
Likes and dollars are basically the same thing. They're just fiat.
Why isn't this what everyone else does?
So my zaps are broken at the moment. Because your zaps were broken.
What? Ian, you said it like, I found out my uncle does drugs.
So you want a blue check mark? It's simple. You go get a Strike account.
You're listening to Flirting with Bitcoin, a weekly chat with my very interesting husband about Bitcoin and how the world and our family's life is better because of it.
It's season 4 and we've moved to Noster City.
So my Bitcoin lessons are done?
Your Bitcoin lessons are never done.
So what does new social media have to do with it?
Babe, Noster is more than social media. If Bitcoin is the new money, Noster is the new internet.
You really think so?
I do. I believe Noster will drive the next wave of Bitcoin adoption. So Noster City is where we need to be.
We?
Yeah, of course we're bringing Keon. You got your bags packed, buddy?
Yes.
Good job. Don't forget to pack your NPUB.
Let's go. Hey, Ian.
Hey, Mandana.
What's up?
What's up with you?
You know, nothing chilling. Experiencing another all-time high, but it's whatever. I'm pretty used to it at this point.
Oh, you're an all-time high connoisseur all of a sudden?
Basically, yeah. Okay, I've been here before.
All right.
The current all-time high that we're at right now is?
$105,000 per coin.
Yeah, it's crazy. But that's not why we're here tonight.
No, it's not.
We're not here to talk about the price of Bitcoin.
Nope.
Today, I want to talk about the decisions you're making on how our app is going to get built.
Decisions? Like Strike?
Yes, but also there seems to be like a lot of issues that I experience on Noster that you're very confident we won't have on Nextblock.
You probably won't have those problems. We'll have different problems, but not those problems.
Okay, but that doesn't answer my question. I feel like I need to understand this better.
Yeah, fair enough. Noster is impossibly difficult to use sometimes.
And yes, you're like the smartest guy I know. I trust you, but I can't help but wonder, like, why are we not going to have the problems that everyone else is having on their apps?
Like zapping?
Yes. Yes, zapping. Like I currently, right now, my zaps don't work. And you couldn't figure out how to fix it. If you can't figure it out, how can someone else?
I mean,
what? Like what? I'm just being honest here.
I used to teach you Bitcoin. Now I need to teach you about Bitcoin app engineering.
I think this is where our journey has led. Yes.
All right.
But I do think we should understand like the financial technology that is being integrated into Freedom Tech. That is Noster. Like me as a citizen of Nextblock, I have questions.
Just for the record, you are not currently a citizen of Nextblock.
Only you are the code.
In the test database, only I am a citizen of Nextblock.
Well, actually, dang it.
We have two. There's Nextblock, the corporation.
That's me. I'm the corporate
yeah, okay,
arm.
Okay, you're the corporate entity. All right. There's two records in our database right now.
All right, babe. What time is it?
The current time is 874-940. And I don't know how many blocks we are since the halving because I don't have my spreadsheet in front of me.
You don't. Ian just put our son down for bed and I stole him straight away to the basement. And I said, let's record.
Mm-hmm.
So no problem.
So let's record.
Get the power back. Get the freedom back. Get an M-pub. And just start with that.
So babe, let's be vulnerable for a moment. I'm going to be very honest. Sometimes Noster is so difficult to use that I get worried that we're building an app on it. Like sometimes it just does not work for me.
Yeah, I understand why you may see it that way, but this is just software. We can do whatever we want to do.
Okay, I hear you, but obviously everyone else that's building these Noster clients, they have the same intentions, right? Like everyone wants their stuff to work. And so I don't know. I just keep like, I get scared that we'll put something out and it'll have the same problems that I'm so annoyed with right now.
What's your biggest beef right now?
Zaps. I will say zaps, like they just stop working for me sometimes. And it's like, it's an initial blow to my heart. Cause I'm like, nobody likes anything I'm saying. And then like weeks later, someone will be like, why can't I zap you? And I'm like, oh my God, yes. Okay. It was, I don't know why I'm never like, Ian, can you just check my zaps? I'm so like slow to pick it up, but it's just, I can't figure it out. I try to get you to help me. I can't imagine asking someone I know in the normie world to get on Noster. What can I expect of them?
The issue with zaps right now is that it's all being done in a way where people are using this term self-sovereign, right? And this is not a bad word. I'm just describing what's going on. When people zap you, they're sending you a lightning transaction, and that lightning transaction can go to anywhere that can receive it. And what people are decided that they want is, I want the zaps to go from like my Bitcoin node to your Bitcoin node, right? And so they had to come up with this way to connect.
And that's the ideal, right?
That's the ideal.
A maxi.
Exactly, right?
Look at me using terms.
And fundamentally, that's what we do. Like, your zaps were broken. We try to fix them. And there's another issue. But like, your zaps go straight to our box, right? So like, we're living that life if someone else is living that life. But it requires you to be a little bit technical. Obviously, running a Bitcoin node in your basement, there's varying degrees of difficulty, but it's not easy. What we're going to do on NextBlock is cut all of that nonsense out. We may support that in the future, but we're not going to start there. Yeah, so we're treating zaps as the economy of the app. When someone's using NextBlock, you can get paid to watch ads, right? If you opt into that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to opt into the zapping economy, you connect your Strike account. And what that does is now anyone who's zapping anyone, like NextBlock user to NextBlock user, that zap is fundamentally only happening inside of Strike, right? So there's no chance of the payment not going through, because think of it like PayPal or Venmo at that
point. Yeah, it's going to work.
Exactly. It's definitely going to work.
It's not working right now because everyone's using their own thing, and all of those options are also fairly new. And so sometimes they don't work. They're not completely jiving with each other. I love it. I think it takes some time if all you know is Noster that exists right now, for us to get to that space where like, no, you just say this is what you have to have for it to work, and then it'll work seamlessly all the time.
Yeah. And so one of the reasons why a lot of people don't do this is because it's not free to do, right? Like, Strike is a business and they charge other businesses to be able to use this feature.
Mm.
And so if you don't have a revenue generating business, you can't pay Strike for this capability. But with the attention marketplace, we have a revenue stream. And so Strike just becomes a line item on the company.
Oh, so right now, because I'm trying to use my Strike because Albi wasn't working, it takes me out of the app every time I want to zap and puts me into Strike. And then I have to go back into my app.
Right. So that won't happen.
I know. I was so worried. I was like, Ian, is this what some people are going to experience?
No, fundamentally, you could not even have the Strike app on your phone and just use NextBlock. Mm. And NextBlock can be the interface into your entire Strike app.
What I want to hear.
That's the level of integration that we're going for with Strike. And again, like I said, it's not cheap. So like, you have to have a revenue stream that's capable of paying for that. And so if you're running, as we talked about in the last episode, an open source project, you probably don't have a revenue stream to pay Strike.
Yeah, it's interesting. All of the layers of what costs money and why.
Yeah.
I hope is educational for people as we break this down, because there's so many things that I took for granted because I just assumed there's so much money behind the veil of these companies and how they operate things.
What company?
The social media companies.
Okay.
That I didn't understand what cost them nothing to do and what actually cost them money to do. You know, does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Whereas like, oh no, this is what costs money.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to have like financial transactions move seamlessly within your app, that costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we all experience that one way or another on our social media apps. Like, I don't know if you've ever spent money on your social media apps. I have.
Never.
Oh, I have.
That's not true. I bought a couple of Twitter ads when I was doing stand-up comedy.
There you go. Yeah. Right. We've done that experience and it worked.
Did not work.
Oh, it didn't? They didn't take your money?
No, I mean, the ads did not work.
Oh, you didn't? I know. Thank goodness. You weren't too famous when we met. But yeah, like, I think it's informative for me. It helps me understand. And then for me, then actually really appreciate and value more of what I experience when I'm like just using technology. Because then it's like, oh, this works pretty well. Okay. For example, I use Rent the Runway. I don't know if anyone knows what that is. It's like this membership rental company for clothes. And their search has gotten so good recently. And it's like, I don't know, it says it's some AI bot search, but like somebody worked on that project and I was like, good for them. They improved the search and it's going to make it so much easier for people to spend money for their company. Like it all clicked. It's like, oh, search is good. You want to be an easy place for people to find what they're looking for. Give them that value and they'll stay in your app.
Get the power back. Get the freedom back. Get an M-Pub. And just start with that.
All right. So I want to give a quick update about TikTok. TikTok in the United States is about to get banned in a few weeks. So no more TikTok in America. So it's kind of a shame that NextBlock isn't ready. Ian and I have been like, we have our time. There's no rush. But I did tell him like a week or two ago when the courts have upheld the decision, I remember saying like, Ian, if we could just get it out in 1 month, the people will have an option.
Yeah, that's not happening.
It's not happening. But there are, you know, just people talking about why TikTok is special, right? And so one of the things about it is its algorithm. And people believe that while TikTok does have the option to not get banned and like sell to, I guess, to an American company, no one thinks they will because, you know, their algorithm is so good. It's their secret sauce. And I was thinking like, is it really that good? Or could it be like a combination of other things that are happening within this app that make us think, oh my God, TikTok's algorithm is the only way that we can all be connected. I feel like they've branded it that way. They had to have been the ones who have branded it that way. How did we end up saying the algorithm is so good? I remember saying that when I first got on TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok does a lot of creepy things to figure out what you want to see and know about. Like
creepier than these other apps?
I think they took it to another level, right? And I think that's, if anybody's going to make a case for it, like that's why they're getting banned. So yeah, your algorithm is good if you're watching people's eyeballs, for example, right? Your algorithm is good if like you can guess people's moods and figure out what to sell, put in front of them next, right? But like how they're being able to do that, I think, I don't know, I'm not completely involved, but it's been alluded to that a lot of the things they do, it's a bridge too far. Let's just say.
Yeah.
So that's why it's good, right? Like that's why it's good.
That's interesting. Okay. So in Freedom Tech, you'll never get an experience that niche or tailored. Supposedly. I mean, I still see stuff I don't like. So that's why I'm like, am I just brainwashed into being like, this algorithm knows me so well?
I don't know. But I do think that like specifically when it comes to Noster and you're like, oh, if NextBlock was ready, like they'd have an alternative. One of the things that we are working on NextBlock is pretty much the same problem. Like, how do we connect people? How do we make people feel connected? But then, like, how do I find what I'm looking for, right? And this is a problem. I don't necessarily do a lot of searching on Noster, right? Because Noster seems to be more like a real-time thing. But as it grows, there will need to be, like, a pretty comprehensive search capability. So, like, if you are a person coming to NextBlock and you want to see something about cooking, right? Like I want to see cooking things or baby things or whatever, right? Like mom talk or whatever, right? Like that same concept can exist on NextBlock, right? That's what districts and intersections are for. The only difference is that like, that's all we're going to have to go on. We're not going to do all the other things that TikTok is doing. So, you know, hashtag, you know, you've told me about this stuff, but like hashtag mom talk or whatever.
Mom talk,
right?
Yeah.
So hashtag mom block, whatever. Like it's the same concept. It's just what we have to offer that TikTok doesn't is while you're over here, you can earn a little bit of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Right. And so if that's a fair trade-off, do you think that's a fair trade-off where like we're not going to be creepy with you, but we're going to give you money instead?
But you know, I wonder because I think a lot of people are going to say, okay, but like how are people going to find me? There's so many more people on TikTok or the algorithm is going to push me to the people that are supposed to see me. So that's where it makes sense for me to be.
Yeah. Well, the difference with Noster right now is if you're coming to Noster, it's not really about the algorithm. It's can you bring the people with you, right? Like everyone is coming to Noster. So if you're an influencer that's trying to make it over on Twitter and not working with you that well, and you come to Noster, can you bring anybody that you had with you on Twitter to Noster? And or are the people that you had over on Twitter, are they on Noster and happy that you're here now, right? Like that's the first job.
It's a hurdle.
Yeah, it is a hurdle. But those people and those connections that you make, now it doesn't matter what app they're in, you still have that connection to them. So for example, Satlantis, right? So if you and I are connected on Noster and I go into Satlantis or Nextblock, we are now connected in some way. That's not how like TikTok and Twitter work, for example.
Right. But why is Nextblock unique in this? Don't the other Noster apps do this?
Do what?
Like this search.
The problem with search right now on Noster is it's kind of cost ineffective to index like all of Noster, right? Think of Google, right? Google claims to index the entire internet.
Usually when I look you up on search, you're not the first Ian. Or sometimes you didn't come up. Like I would say months ago, you wouldn't even come up in my search when I was searching for you. So I'd have to go to my old post to find you.
Right. So like a good example there would be on Nextblock, when you search, for example, we can more heavily weight the people that you've attached to your block. So if you search for Ian and I'm the only Ian that you've added to your block of 21, I should definitely come up first.
So why is that not the case now with these other apps? Like what limitation do they have that we won't?
Well, in this particular scenario, the limitation that they have is that none of the people that you follow have any weight.
Okay.
Right. So if you follow an Ian and a Julian, right?
Yeah.
And then you search IAN, depending on what they've decided to index and determine, Julian might rise above Ian because he's more active,
mm-hmm.
right? But on Nextblock, if Ian is on your block, he'll always supersede Julian.
Okay, so these are just what you're thinking are better decisions.
It's not so much a better decision, it's a different decision, right? Like we're choosing to give people in Nextblock the ability to wait their search results by adding them to their block or their neighborhood is one example, right? So if you're searching for a user in Nextblock, we will more heavily weight people that you've technically already found, I suppose, if they're on your block
or your
neighborhood,
yeah.
right? Or in your contacts, right? But like that'll be a weighting. And then after those people, your block, your neighborhood, and your contacts, then everyone else who's a stranger, that's the search results, right?
I guess my general question is you come to me and you're like, okay, this is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to do it. Those problems we won't have. And I think, well, why isn't this what everyone else does?
Well, the big difference is that we are building a company with a business model. And so when it comes to Nextblock, a lot of things that we can do are because we expect to have money coming in.
These are just things that are expensive.
They're cost prohibitive to do if you mm-hmm. don't have expected money coming in.
Okay.
Right. And so like indexing all of Noster isn't cheap.
Right.
It's cheap to Google.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's cheap to like any moderately successful technology company, mm-hmm. but it's not cheap to someone who's doing an open source project in his basement by himself.
So nobody has a index of Noster right now?
As far as I know, I'm sure that there's versions of it. There's one that just launched, like, I want to say within the last 30 days. I haven't really looked at it too much. Mm-hmm. All I know is that they're doing pay per search.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So.
Ooh.
So.
Okay. Talk me through this.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Listeners, would you guys pay per search of the Noster index? Do you see yourselves doing that?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if it's just Noster.
Oh.
I think it's search.
Okay. Fine. Would you pay per search? I know I wouldn't.
Instead of seeing ads?
Yeah. Right okay. now. I'm just saying that's who I am.
Okay, that's fine. But that's basically their business model. It's pay per search.
I'm saying I would if it was the attention marketplace model where it was like just watch an ad and like you can do this, I'd do it. I do that all the time. You're paying me Bitcoin, cool, I do it. I would not pay per search. I wouldn't pay a subscription either. I'm cheap. I don't know. The mental part of it, I'm not paying you.
Right. So
I haven't had to pay for anything up until now. You think I'm going to start paying now?
No. that's part of the problem with the internet at the moment.
Exactly.
That we're trying to break the habit mm-hmm. of by instead of getting you to pay for services, at least pay content creators.
Yeah.
Get you in the habit of spending money on the internet.
Absolutely.
Instead of the arbitrary fiat likes.
Mm-hmm.
Likes and dollars are basically the same thing. They're just fiat. I could give you $100 and you feel good. I can give you a million likes and you feel good. But
are you liking anything on Noster right now?
So my zaps are broken at the moment. Because your zaps were broken.
What?
I didn't know yours were broken.
Oh.
I didn't know yours were broken. I thought I
just broke. Wait, you held out on me this whole time?
No. I knew.
Dude, we just recorded a whole episode. Nothing. Wow. You just held it in the whole time.
No, I was, I thought I had done something else and that's why it was broken. But when you said yours was broken, I was like, wait a minute, let me go check the box. And that's when I realized the box was off because Keon, I guess, had turned it off.
Don't blame it on my baby.
I didn't turn that computer off is all I got to say.
Can any of our projects right now get zapped or are they all off?
Everything is pointing at strike now.
Okay.
The point is that the box was turned off. And when you said that yours wasn't working also, that's when I was like, well, let me go check what's up with the box. And that's when I realized that it was off. So
why did you make me feel like I was in this alone? You were also not being able to be sapped. That's so funny. That just cracked me up, babe. You made my night.
The reason why yours doesn't work is because in Domus, you can't push the button to confirm it.
Yeah, I can't. There's some weird UX thing happening.
But here's my point is that you don't have to use Domus. If you use Primal and their built-in wallet, you wouldn't have these problems because they're using Strike.
Mm.
Primal is built on top of Strike. Yeah. So anybody who's complaining about how Zaps work on Noster at the moment, use Primal.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. I use Primal for our Flirting with Bitcoin account, but I'm going to switch to Domus for the podcast. And I'm going to make my personal Noster client default Primal. It's happening. We're trying it out. I mean, everyone's at the edge of their seat. Yeah. But, you know, this is what people announce on Noster. And I'm always like, cool story, bro. Now I'm like one of them.
Yeah, you have to state your decisions out loud.
Look, this is how lazy I am. Ian made me get on Noster, and I used Noster for a while. I'm like, Ian, I don't like this. And Ian's like, fine, I'll just make you another one for yourself. And I said, thank you. And that's the story of Next Block.
That's pretty much the story.
Get the power back. Get the freedom back. Get an M-Pub. And just start with that.
Okay, babe. Satoshi, for your thoughts?
Well, they're worth a lot more today, so.
Oh, my goodness. You're right. I'm still just going to give you two. Is that cool?
Yeah.
They're worth even more now.
Two sats is four pennies.
Dang, that's crazy. I'll give you a nickel.
No, I take that back. I take that. That's not true. 21 sats, four pennies.
Yes, yes. Okay, that makes more sense. How does it feel to be writing the code for Next Block? You know, it's something that has to do with Bitcoin that you're now building.
Well, because of the Strike integration decision, I'm not writing any real Bitcoin code. It's all API. It's a purely HTTP API request
layer.
So again, like this is why we're using Strike. When I want to move Bitcoin, I just use their API.
Wait,
I don't have to write any of that.
This is really interesting. So basically, if you want to be a company now that uses Bitcoin, it's not like you need to be a Bitcoin dev to do it.
No.
Wow.
That's what I was saying. Like Strike gives me the ability to deposit fiat into our Strike business account, and I can spend that as Bitcoin however I see fit. It's the easiest on-ramp there is.
And do you think that this is something that non-Bitcoiners understand yet? Because it almost seems like a very easy decision to say, like, yep, we accept Bitcoin too, whatever.
Well, I think, like, for example, a lot of people, like my uncle, who I recently found out about in, like, the last 30 or 60 days, had bought some Bitcoin on Cash App.
Ian, you said it like, I found out my uncle does drugs.
Like, he didn't tell me. My dad told me. And then he told him to call me because he was having some issues. And I told him, I was like, look, you know, I use Strike and I recommend Strike because, you know, it's that black and white vibe is just, it keeps you focused on what's going on. And I'm not throwing any shade at Cash App, but, you know, Cash App is like a thing that existed that's like, oh, and now we have this Bitcoin thing. Whereas Strike is like, we have this Bitcoin thing. That's all we have, right? And it's just a different, they have different motivations and different, you know, incentives.
It's a different lifestyle.
Yeah. And so like recently Strike unveiled this feature where it's bill pay. They basically give you now a regular account number and routing number that you can give companies as like your ACH. And they can just pull the money out of your account to pay your bills now. So Strike is like, you can get your paychecks deposited here and you can pay your bills from here. And while it sits here, it sits in Bitcoin. And so it doesn't get devalued. So if you keep saving in Strike, fundamentally, your interest rate comes out to like like over 25% a year if you save in Bitcoin. They did like a spreadsheet in the announcement, and I'm probably off on the number, but it's definitely not 3.9%.
That's true.
Right? So like a couple of weeks ago, we talked about River rolling out. When your cash sits in River, they're going to pay you 3.9 on top of whatever your cash is that's there. Strike now, instead of offering interest on deposits, they're offering bill pay, which means you could live your entire life through Strike.
It's banking.
Yeah. And so the CEO, Jack Mahlers, when he did the unveil for this feature, he was like, I've been using this. This is how I live my life. He basically shows you how he does it. And it's like, yeah, that is the easier way to like switch over to, you know, training your brain and how to think in Bitcoin.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. And so the same thing works for businesses. And so NextBlock is a business, right? And so we can receive money from advertisers as dollars. It immediately converts to Bitcoin. And then that Bitcoin is what we're going to use to pay people when they watch ads. We get full access to the whole Bitcoin suite of tools or whatever through Strike, but I don't have to run any nodes. I don't manage any keys, right? It's all not in my wheelhouse. Like, I'm not good at that. I shouldn't be doing that. Someone who's in business of doing that should do that. And that's the fundamental reason why we're integrating with Strike and not doing Nostr Wallet Connect and all of these like sovereign, you know, node to node zapping on the like Nostr clients. Like, we're a business and we think you should have the best Lightning experience possible. And so the way that we ensure that is that at least in V1, you have to attach your Strike account.
Well, then that's the obvious next question is, do you see a future where we find a way to have those capabilities where you have a sovereign wallet?
The short answer is hopefully we don't have to, because hopefully the things that we offer for having a Strike account connected convince you to get a Strike account and connect it, right? It's like Venmo made everyone's life easier, so everyone got Venmo.
Yeah.
I guess Zelle, people say Zelle to me a lot, whatever.
That's something too.
But Zelle made everyone's life easier, apparently, because everyone's trying to do it, right? I don't use it. Or
just give them my Zelle, my phone number. The money will come to me, baby. Yeah.
But
that's
the
way to do it. Just give them your wife's number.
The point is that those companies existed because it wasn't actually easy for you to transfer money between banks.
Exactly.
So Strike is just saying it's not easy for you to transfer Bitcoin between wallets. And they'll sit there at the middle.
Yeah.
And at the moment, you know, they haven't done anything, in my opinion, that would say I wouldn't use them. But in every case, whenever you're not in control of your Bitcoin, it's like, well, you don't keep it all there.
Right.
Right. So it's like, okay, you have some risk.
Yeah. I see these like arguments between people about like, I'm disgusted with people that use custodial wallets. And I'm like, how are people supposed to live on like with and spend Bitcoin without these things? It's just,
I mean, look,
it's really funny to me.
I get the sentiment. For technical people, it's not a straightforward thing to do. So,
yeah,
you know, be disgusted or not. But the point is that for us on NextBlock, paying you to watch an ad, it's not just we want the transaction to go through. For us, we also have that requirement of we need you to be a real person. You need to be paying money to a real person.
Yeah, it's not fair to the advertisers.
And so Strike forces you to KYC. That's how they're a legitimate business in the United States and wherever they are. And so that KYC process, we don't have to do. You do KYC with us by attaching your Strike account. We don't ever see your information, technically. We just get an access token to move your money and show you your money that you have in Strike. We can show it to you inside of NextBlock as well. So, like, you'll never have to put any identification into. I'm not going to say never, but as far as I know, at the moment, until lawyers get involved, you don't have to put any identification into NextBlock except for an email address. And then you attach your Strike account if you want to get paid to watch ads, you know, immediately. but at the same time, we never see like any of your personal information, because that's all with Strike. You didn't have to give it to us as well.
Exactly. You don't you have to give it to additional people.
But because you can connect a Strike account, and we're only going to allow one Strike account connected to each NextBlock account, think of that as your blue check mark. So you want a blue check mark? It's simple. You go get a Strike account. It's that simple.
And then you're a citizen of NextBlock. Like, that is what you did. Think of it as your passport.
I was like comically thinking about this one of the days when I was explaining this to somebody, but it's kind of like Starship Troopers. You have citizens and civilians, right? So like a citizen has attached their Strike account. A civilian is like, I want to use NextBlock, but I don't care about the money stuff. So you're a civilian.
Mm-hmm.
But the citizens, the ones that are making the money circulate,
yes,
they have a say.
They
have a say in what's going on.
Yes, that is absolutely what it is.
So like if you want to get paid and you know participate in that part of the world, then you have to stand forward and say, this is who I am. But everyone else, you don't have to do that. And the thesis is that enough people will do that, mm-hmm. that not everyone has to do it. And which, everyone can have a good experience.
Which goes to my general thought of like, I don't think people are going to say like, oh, you got to pay me 1,000 sats if you want me to watch an ad. I think people will lowball it because they'll say, I'll watch an ad to participate in this to show that this is how they should be advertising to us.
Absolutely. But I do think over time, we talked about this before, but like, I think over time there will be seasonality mm-hmm. to the price, not so much from the seller side, the people who are watching the ads, but the advertisers will up their prices mm-hmm. during like Christmas, say, mm-hmm. right? And then over time, people will slowly pull it up into that like Christmas time price range. Like the bottom range of the Christmas time price range will always be like the average price.
Yeah.
Right. Because some people are going to like adjust their price over time manually. But we at NextBlock can also build in functionality that helps them adjust their price over time, saying, hey, you're like really low. Do you want to up it or do you care? Right. Are you just like signed up and you forgot? So we'd be constantly nudging people to say like, hey, don't forget you're participating in this thing. And if you don't want to participate, you don't want to see these emails anymore. Just say, I don't want to do this anymore. Right. It's like you opt out of the
email. I don't want to do this anymore.
But it's like you
get me out.
When you opt out of the email, you're also opting out of the whole attention marketplace.
Yeah.
Right. We can make it that simple. Like if you opt out of the newsletter or whatever, we'll pull you completely out of the marketplace too.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's how much we don't want you in here if you don't want to be here participating. So it's the opposite where everyone tries to keep you like, oh, if you want to unsubscribe, you got to like call and talk to Tom for 5 minutes because Tom's going to try to convince you to stay. And we're like, if you don't want to be here, bye.
Well, Facebook is like, do you just want to take a pause?
Exactly. Like that's all corporate BS.
We're like, bye.
That's all corporate BS. Like if you don't want to use NextBlock, by all means, don't. Because the way that it works is it only works when the people are actively participating, aka the more historical version of the word citizen,
mm-hmm.
right? Like they're actually trying to cultivate an experience. And part of paying for that experience is that we watch ads and we control the price of them fundamentally.
You know, it's really nice to see how excited you are. I mean, I am too. We both really are, but it's cool to see you coding and like working on something. I mean, I've only ever seen you really work on something that you had to do at work. And you'd always be like, ugh, they're making us design it this way. It's not going to work. Whereas like now you're like, this is going to work. So it's a joy to watch.
Well, I will say at my jobs, I would get this excited about the idea. But again, as I said in our last episode, if you're not technical, you don't understand how to execute on that idea. It's like, I can't even explain that idea to you, you know? And I joke about this, but it's true. When I interviewed at my last job, I drew this diagram on a whiteboard during my interview. We went through every version of building that software except that for like 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally we built that and things started working because we had to go through every other version of like trying to cut corners to not do that. And it's like, no, there's only one way that this works. Well, the reason why I'm so excited about what we're working on is because that same diagram I drew is fundamentally what we need to use to do NextBlock.
Which is so exciting.
So I've been working on the infrastructure for NextBlock for like the last 5 years. So this isn't like a, how is this going to work? I know exactly how to build the like underlying infrastructure. So I don't have to spend any real brain power thinking about that. I get to think about, well, assuming I have that infrastructure, what can I build on top of that? And that was like the idea that I was telling you tonight when I came down the stairs from putting Keon to bed was, oh, we actually have like 3 products in this suite of products that we're going to build. And we're going to leave you guys on a cliffhanger, but like I've actually broken out NextBlock into 3 very distinct pieces that need to be built in a certain order. And they end up building out a reasonable way to display the true value of Noster in a way that it pays for itself. The self-sustaining version of Noster, not a donation-based version of Noster.
Get the power back, get the freedom back, get an M pub, and just start with that.